WTOP News Time, 2:22.
Do you have an iPhone or an iPad? The FBI might have your unique user ID number in a laptop. That's what a hacker from the group Anonymous says. And by the way, Anonymous claims it now has the numbers too. The group claims it busted into an FBI laptop and snagged the numbers last March.
Well, here with more Data Doc Ken Colburn. Ken, good to have you. Thanks so much.
You bet. Glad to be here.
A lot of people may be worried about the Anonymous angle, but they're also concerned that the FBI apparently had these numbers on a laptop too. So any idea why that would be true?
Well, let's just say there's a lot of information that still needs to be vetted. We need to find out what exactly is going on. But by and large, if you look at the releases by this hacking group over the last couple of years, for the most part, when they said that this is what happened, over time, it's basically proven that they were basically accurate. So why does the FBI have allegedly 12 million? They're called UDIDs. They're unique device identifiers. The numbers themselves don't really mean anything. It's kind of like a Social Security number by itself doesn't really help you. But if you start to cross-reference that against big databases, essentially they could potentially be tracking folks through the UDIDs, the FBI itself. So, Anonymous is really trying to point out the fact that, hey, they have this. They don't know why. They don't know what's going on with it. But they're just basically alerting the world. We're trying to show you that we found this allegedly on an FBI agent's laptop.
And is there anything else Anonymous plans on doing with those numbers?
Well, if they wanted to be if they wanted to be anarchists and really destroy a lot of people's days, they would have included the usernames or the first name, last name, any personal information they had with the user, the UDIDs. I've looked at the file that they have posted, and it's stripped. It's just UDIDs, which in and of themselves means absolutely nothing. And understand, these are UDIDs that people have been giving up freely for years when they download these apps that are free, and basically say, I agree to the terms, and obviously nobody reads them. What you're doing is you're agreeing to allow these companies that give you a free app to track your usage and sell that information to advertisers.
So is there anything we can do to see if our unique user ID number has been compromised?
Yes, there are some simple step-by-step instructions. We've posted them on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/datadoctors, and I believe we're going to be getting it up on WTOP.com as well, on how to actually check to see if of the million that were exposed and posted, is your device on that list. Even if it is, it's not like it's the end of the world. There's no other personally identifiable information along with that. These folks are not interested in you and I. They're interested in basically exposing what's going on with governments and what have you. So the good news is I think you can rest assured that just because they have these, they're not going to come after us as individuals. That would kind of undermine what they're saying, what they stand for.
But you might want to call the FBI to find out why your number was on its laptop.
Well, I think that's what we're going to find out over the next couple of days, whether they'll fess up to the fact that they had this or not, we don't really know. That's really what has to come at this point is, why did, if in fact the FBI had these 12 million UDIDs, why? Was it just this agent? Is it something the agency does in general? And again, remember, this is part of the system that if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you agreed to use this system. Apple did start pulling back the ability for app developers to have access to this information last August because privacy concerns started to crop up. So, it's not like this is new. I want to stress, people gave up this information a long time ago when they put those free apps on. There's nothing free in this world.
Yeah, that's true.
If you install a free app on any kind of device, not just iPhones, Android, the whole thing, you have to assume that you now become the product.
Okay. We're gonna have to leave it right there, Ken, but thanks so much for helping us out on this.
You bet.
Data Doc Ken Colburn, you can hear his Tech Reports 140 weekdays here at WTOP, and we'll have a link to Data Doc's Facebook page showing steps to check to see if your phone and your iPad UDID is on the list, allegedly taken from the FBI.